A holographic approach to attitude adjustment. Attitude, the most misunderstood word in the world. In this article we'll take a holographic approach to attitude adjustment. By the way, that word, approach, is another word for attitude. Approach is a physical, kinesthetic word. You can approach something timidly, bravely, unconsciously, sideways, cautiously, and having the body posture of the boss. Superior. A thousand different ways. What we'll do in this article is bring the words that are hidden to the surface, so you can hear them, and be, maybe, horrified. There are no good attitudes and bad attitudes, only productive and unproductive attitudes. The longer I live, the more I realize the impact of attitude on life. Attitude, to me, is more important than facts. It is more important than the past, the education, the money, than circumstances, than failure, than successes, than what other people think or say or do. It is more important than appearance, giftedness or skill. It will make or break a company, a church, a home. The remarkable thing is we have a choice every day regarding the attitude we will embrace for that day. We cannot change our past. We cannot change the fact that people will act in a certain way. We cannot change the inevitable. The only thing we can do is play on the one string we have, and that is our attitude. I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to me and 90% of how I react to it. And so it is with you. We are in charge of our attitudes. Charles R. Swindoll. Attitude. Revealing it, changing it, tweaking it will make the biggest difference in your life. Whether it is your attitude you look at, or others' attitude won't matter. The moment you get clear that attitude is everything, life shifts and becomes manageable. Attitude is everything. If you take two people with the exact same circumstances, one will thrive, the other will shrink and perish. Attitude is your hidden relationship to things. But not relationship as an outward issue, but an internal issue, an internal relationship. An attitude is an approach, a disposition, a position with regard to a person or thing as relationship. It was, at some point, invented and expressed in language. Maybe as a reaction to something. Whatever this attitude is, it was invented, chosen, consciously, or unconsciously, in language. It is mostly inner. Said only between you and you. You call them thoughts, but it is really an inner speaking. A decision, a judgment, a conclusion about you, about another, about the world. You have as much control over your attitude as much control you have over your language. Many people seem to have no control over their language. No control over what comes out of their mouths. It is because they never acquired an education, willpower, and self-discipline. And to close the circle, education, willpower, and self-discipline respond to attitude. So they have no education, no willpower, no self-discipline because of the attitude, the words they invented in an early in life incident, or words their community spouts mindlessly. If that is you, you have a second chance. Before you can change anything, you'll need to change your attitude. For that you must find out what's already there. You may also attempt to build a new attitude on an unknown attitude, words, that may sink it. But the more exactly you manage to get the words you say in your head, the better you'll be off. The words you say in your head, aka your attitude, are what ultimately condemn you for the life of lack. A life of lack, a life of not enough you have instead of a life of abundance. We could say that my work has been about revealing, tweaking, and changing your attitudes. Most of the work I do on my coaching calls is try to ferret out your attitude, the words to make them visible for you. After all, you need to see them, you need to own them. You need to see that your current attitude is unproductive. That current attitude does not help you get what you want. Instead, your attitude, the words, makes it impossible for you to get what you want. Your current attitude comes from your worldview. So when we reveal your attitude, we reveal your worldview. It is much like plant, soil, climate. They are so interconnected, you can't change one without changing it all. For example, you have a rainforest climate. You cut the trees, you cut the brushes, and you end up with a desert climate. Same soil. But nothing grows. Your attitude is like the climate. Synergistic. You can't work on your attitude in isolation. Your behavior, your results, your worldview will change with it. If it doesn't, then your behavior, your results don't change. You probably didn't change your attitude. You pretended to change your attitude. We could say that your vibration is a true reflection of the sum total of your attitudes. We could also say that your vibration is a true reflection of the sum total of your attitude to yourself, to others, to working, to learning, to making mistakes, to success, to failure, to giving and receiving, to helping and being helped, to your work, to your money, to your food, to your body. And of course the list is endless. And most of your attitudes are shrouded in mystery. You can't see yourself, and when you get feedback, you are offended. So you decide to have a positive attitude on the top of undistinguished attitudes, attitudes you are unwilling to look at. Positive attitude, positive thinking is the biggest reason people are unhappy and their vibration is low. I don't like methods or exercises that try to work on all the attitudes all at once. The best method, in everything, is poking holes and enlarging them. Much like the way you would eat yourself through a wall of cheese. Lol. Much like you would want to do everything, it's not linear. Linear means there is a first step and a second and a thousandth. Changing attitudes, changing your life is not a linear process. You can pick any attitude that you manage to identify, and start working on that. The first attitude I worked on is the attitude of victim. The words were, I was abused. I am now entitled to abuse others. You find an area of life that isn't working, or isn't working as well as it could. And look under the surface in search of the attitude, the words, that makes it not work. This is how you pick an attitude to work on. Powerlessness is an attitude. Settling for less is an attitude. Being delusional is an attitude. Trying is an attitude. Why me? Is an attitude. I am special is an attitude. I am superior is an attitude. Entitlement is an attitude. I shouldn't have to do the work it takes to get what I want is an attitude. These are just examples, pick one of yours that you see. And then see what may happen if you don't have that attitude. What may happen if you can change it. My example of victim slash entitled to abuse played out this way, suddenly I wasn't needy. Suddenly I wasn't always begging for pity, sympathy, or attention. The new attitude was, I did it to myself. If you need help, start coming to my live workshops, the most inexpensive way to get one-on-one coaching. My challenges are all email support, and this is not easy to coach in email. Each time we see an unproductive attitude, we can start altering it right on the call. And with the changing attitudes, your vibration starts to rise. That is the secret sauce. And, of course, the energy tools are there to help, but even with those, you'll do the work. So, the energy tools are like the wind for a sailboat. Without the wind you row more than you sail. With the wind you sail faster and that is probably what you want. Yet another approach to finding the first attitude to deal with is your health. Your attitude, unfortunately, is the same everywhere. Including your health. After you get your health measurements, I give you some recommendations on what to do. What to pay attention to. You'll notice your dominant attitude will come up. Pay attention to what the words are. And write them down. Next, look for them in other areas of life. Don't try to fix the attitude. You can. It's not wrong. It's an attitude. Just start appreciating its power. It is powerful beyond measure. Has you by the balls. Or the throat. Congratulations, you have seen something you didn't know was there. Now, get your free health measurements to start with. Even if you got them before, get a new one. Really? I didn't say anywhere that you can only get one. Get your free health measurements. Use coupon code NOSTRINGS to get it free. Without the coupon it would be $25. Once you see the attitude, the words, email them to me. Consider it payment.